It's time now for the Jim Boyd Golden Oldie Show on 1480 WABF. Brought to you by Chase Herron State Farm, your friendly neighborhood insurance expert. And now, here's Jim.
Greetings, everybody, on this sort of a windy day in the Deep South here in Fairhope, Daphne, Mobile area of Alabama. Hey, listen, we're going to do something a little bit different today. What we're going to do is, I was thinking the other day, I wake up at 4:30 in the morning, and I was thinking, you know what, can I do that's a little bit different? So I thought I would look up the slang words. You ready now? The slang words of the late 50s, and use them in a show. And what I want you to do, when you hear the slang words, you're going to send me an email and you're going to tell me what it means. So that would be WABF1480@outlook.com, and tell Jim Boyd, to the attention of Jim Boyd, and tell me what it means. So greetings to the hipsters on this February 27th with the Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies, wherever you are in the U.S., the U.K., and I think we may have a listener in the U.K., Asia, or the South Pacific. Wherever you are, you're going to enjoy today's show. So send your emails to me and let me know what you think about it. So grab your dolly or your dreamboat, because it's time to bash out with the memories just for you from 1958 Part 2. Your memories are important to me, so I tried to pick some great songs. So several weeks ago, we put the spotlight on a couple comedy novelty songs that were big hits in the 50s. 1958 brought us two more songs. Our first novelty hit was about a gentleman seeking help from a witch doctor to impress his woman who he had fallen in love with. Well, the witch doctor offers some words of advice in order to help him, gentleman, to win the woman's heart over. So the witch doctor says what? Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. The witch doctor became a number one hit and rescued Liberty Records from bankruptcy. So let's take a listen to Witch Doctor.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-bang-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
Okay, Tweety, we'll save you. We promise we're going to save you. Well, here's why. Our next comedy novelty hit is a big tickle. Yeah, it is. Can you imagine walking along in the woods and all of a sudden you see a strange something coming towards you from the sky? and then it lands on a tree, and it's looking right at you. What do you do next? Well, let's find out from a guy named Sheb Woolley's big hit, The Purple People Eater.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I want to get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Oh, yeah, tequila. We got to get that in there, don't we? Well, you know, I think it's about time to get back to some normalcy. Don't you think it's two crazy songs that we played with a number two hit about dreaming? Now, I can remember traveling in the chariot with my parents and brothers from Evansville, Indiana, to visit family in the Princeton-Eddyville, Kentucky area, and that is Kentucky Lake and Barkley Lake area. Now listen, anyone from those towns in that area, send me an email and let me know that you're listening to us. And we would hear this song on the radio, and back then it was only, you know, AM, actually, and it was a captivating song, and it was by the Everly Brothers. The song verses depict a longing for love and the comfort it brings, to have their love in their arms through their dreams. As a young man, it wasn't so much the words that got me, but the way the Everly Brothers were able to really bring their music home to the heart. And now, all I have to do is dream.
Dream, 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 dream. Dream, dream, dream when I want you in my arms. All your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue in the night and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, 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 dream. I can make you mine. Taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
My dog's faster than your dog. My dog's bigger than yours. My dog's better, 'cause he gets Kenneration. My dog's better than yours.
Kenneration, the lean red meat he wants, the other good things he needs. Juicy, tender, and moist.
My dog's prettier, smarter, taller. My dog's better than yours.
Kenneration.
Well, I think my dog is better than those dogs, because I have a little Scottish terrier. His name's Max the Scot, and he's a medical alert dog for a lung condition that I have, and he usually goes just about everywhere with me. I didn't bring him with me today. There's some other things going on back at the house, so he sort of stayed there. But you need to hear some history about kennel ration. It was 1922 was the first canned dog food. Did you know that? Yeah, first can. Hey, listen, I just got a message from some guys in the Air Force over in the UK, and they're listening to Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies right now. So I want to say hello to Gabe, and if his buddies are listening in the UK at an Air Force base there, we're so glad you're listening in to us. And just because of that, our next hit, originally by the Monotones, of course, these younger guys probably won't remember them, was written by three members of the group. It was Warren Davis, George Malone, and lead singer Charles Patrick, who heard, ready for this one now, a Pepsodent toothpaste commercial with the line, "You'll wonder where the yellow went, remember, when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent." So it inspired them to come up with, "I wonder, wonder who wrote the Book of Love." Now, listen to this in the song, you'll hear a boom. Now, that part that you're going to hear in the song was a result of a kid kicking a basketball against the garage while they were rehearsing it. And so it sounded so good that they just went ahead and added it to the song. So let's listen first to the Pepsodent commercial, and then this nifty number 5 song in 1958 for some similarities here.
Billy Brown, the smoothest, coolest guy in town. The chicks all seem to dig his jive.
Hey, tell us, Bill, how can we arrive?
It's easy, Jack. Any gal gets sent when you flash a smile by Pepsodent.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
Pepsodent's new improved formula cleans teeth whiter than ever. Tastes brighter, too. New formula Pepsodent contains IMP. There's nothing else as good at getting teeth white.
Oh, yeah.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
All right, let's listen to similarities.
You're listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldies Show on 1480 WADF.
I wonder, wonder who,
who wrote the Book of Love.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, oh, who wrote the Book of Love? I've got to know the answer. Was it someone from above?
I wonder, wonder
who wrote the Book of Love?
I love you, darling, baby, you know I do. But I've got to see this Book of Love, find out why it's true.
Who wrote the Book of Love? Chapter 1 says the lover, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her, you're never, 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 ever going to part. In Chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In Chapter 4, you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder, who
book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love. The meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give me just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who
wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
Wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
You know, you got to admit that 1958 was a pretty cool year, because these songs that they had out were funny. Some of them were just beautiful. And I've got a guy here I want to talk about and see if you remember this name. Do you remember the name Phil Spector? Well, even if you're older like me, and even if you're younger than me, you remember the name Phil Spector, and I'm sure it rings a bell with you. He was an American record producer and songwriter best known for his innovative recording practices in the 60s. In his two trials and conviction of murder of actress Lana Clarkson at his mansion in 2009, you remember that? He is widely regarded as one of the most influential figures in pop music history and one of the most successful producers of the 1960s. So what does Phil Spector have to do with 1958, right? Well, "To Know Him Is to Love Him" is a song he had written for his group, the Teddy Bears, with members Phil Spector, Marshall Lieb, and lead singer Annette Kleinbard. The rest is history, and the Teddy Bears song was a gangbuster, which reached number one for 3 weeks in 58. So let's take a listen to the magical, beautiful voice of Annette Kleinbard and "To Know Him Is to Love Him." I know that it really brings back some memories. It just has to. Do you remember a girl group called the Cordettes? Does that ring a bell with you? Well, the group was actually organized in Sheboygan, Wisconsin in 1946. Anybody listening from Sheboygan, you got to let us know. Send an email. So what female TV show featured Sheboygan? Do you remember? Well, if you said Laverne and Shirley, you're correct. So give that winner a Cupid doll. Well, actually, I don't have any Cupid dolls here. Do you remember those? They were very popular in the 50s. And hello there outside. How you doing today? We had some people walk by and they looked in, and so we have to wave at them, right? So they had some big hits, the Cordettes did. They had Born to Be With You in 56, number 5, Just Between You and Me, number 8 in 57, and today's number 2. Oh, I forgot about Mr. Sandman, didn't I? Yeah, Mr. Sandman was the first one they had out in 1954, and that was number 1. And today's number 2 hit, we have to play this for you, because when my girls were young, I had three daughters, and when they were young, we had Sonia, and we had Tara, and we had Jamie, and they probably won't remember this, but I'm sure I do. My wife says she doesn't remember it, but I do. They would sing along and harmonize to this song, Lollipop. So they would flip their lids over Lollipop.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
Boom, 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 boom.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
Boom, boom.
My complexion's so bad, I hate to go out.
Don't be a square. Try Ting, the faster way to clear up pimples.
Yes, doctors' half-face tests prove Ting medicated cream dries up pimples more effectively than any other product tested.
Now, I just got to say here that the Ting pimple cream, I have to tell you that I'm a square with this, because I don't remember Ting back in the 60s. Yeah, I never heard of it, actually. So it's still manufactured, from what I looked up and found out it's still manufactured and sold as an ointment for many skin diseases. I guess this old dog can still learn new tricks, right? Well, we're going to go on here to a movie that was out in 1957 called April Love, and it was about a character named Nick Conover, played by Pat Boone. He was a Chicago youth, and he arrives with his aunt and uncle's house as being on parole for a condition of joyriding in a stolen vehicle with friends. Well, they wouldn't get nothing for that today, would they? Well, Nick meets a farm neighbor's daughter named Liz, played by Shirley Jones, and many things lead up to Nick and Liz declaring their romantic interest in each other, and at the state fair, remember this one? the kiss on the Ferris wheel. Well, later, the local sheriff arrives to arrest Nick to send him back to Chicago for parole violation. Of course, Liz Shirley Jones saves the day as a witness to what really happened, and the sheriff allows Nick to stay in Kentucky. And one then assumes, right, that their love blossoms and continues. Now, Pat Boone regards this as one of his favorite movies, and here's what he said. It's the kind of movie I wish I could have made 20 more of. It's a musical, appealing characters, some drama, a good storyline, a happy ending. It's the kind of film which makes you feel good. I never wanted to make a depressing or immoral film. Pat Boone's April Love was number one for 6 weeks.
April Love is for the very young. Every star's a wishing star that shines for you. April Love is all the seven wonders. One little kiss can tell you this is true. Sometimes an April day will suddenly bring showers, rain to grow the flowers for her first bouquet. But April Love can slip right through your fingers. So if she's the one, don't let her run. An April day will suddenly bring showers, rain to grow the flowers for her first bouquet. But April Love can slip right through your fingers. So if she's the one, don't let her run away.
Chase Herron State Farm is your friendly neighborhood insurance agent right here in Fairhope, just south of Publix on 181. At Chase Herron State Farm, they take pride in serving the wonderful people of Fairhope for all their insurance needs. Whether it's auto, home, or life insurance, they've got you covered with a personalized touch. Call, text, or visit them today, where customer service and community care come first. Chase Herron State Farm, your trusted neighbor for protection and peace of mind at 21611 Highway 181, just south of the new Publix. 929-2020. That's 929-2020.
Now, if you want a staff that is going to take care of your needs and even bundle packages for you, because I got to tell you that Chase Herron State Farm is my insurance agent. And there was one time over a year ago that I had to shop around. And so what I did is I called Chase Herron, met with him, came out to the house, and gave me a great package. So take it from me. At least give them a call, go in and see them, and tell them Jim Boyd sent you there, and that you heard about Chase Herron State Farm Insurance right here on Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies. Do that for me, okay?